There's another story we've been following out of China. It involves a painting by a Chinese artist that was sold at auction in Hong Kong a few days ago. It went for $3.7 million. So you'd think it was well guarded, right? Well, it was reported missing yesterday, but it appears the painting wasn't stolen. No, it may have been accidentally thrown out with the trash by the cleaning staff at a hotel. Philip Hoffman is chief executive of the Fine Art Fund in London. He says the mystery of the missing painting in Hong Kong reminds him of many others.
Apparently it might have dropped into the waste paper basket, but I mean, it's not the first time. I've been in the art world for many years, and when I was back at Christie's, there was a fantastic Rembrandt drawing that was a very small work on paper, and the owner was so worried about it, worth about $500,000, he had it put into a huge crate and delivered to the back door of Christie's. And then the owner rang the head of the old master department and said, please, could you check the crate? It's just arrived, and there should be my priceless Rembrandt drawing in there. And when he got down to the back counter, the porter said to him, they said, where's the crate? They said, well, the crate was empty. We looked inside, we couldn't see anything, maybe a bit of paper or something, but we've just shredded it. So that was the end of one Rembrandt drawing that went through the shredder. But there are so many more. I burst out laughing and realised afterwards that it wasn't a joke when one of my clients called and said, I've just had a report that a forklift truck has put two beautiful holes through my £3 million Miro. And I just thought he was joking, but it was absolutely true. They were trying to move the Miro painting, which was in a crate, and they put the two forklift prongs straight through the middle.
When these things are shredded or destroyed, insurance must cover them, right?
They do, but not always for the full amount. I mean, there was the infamous story of Steve Wynn, the casino owner, who hosted a great party for the sale of probably the most expensive picture about 5 or 10 years ago of a Picasso at $130 million. He sold it to one of the big hedge fund managers. And he was so pleased. He had a big party to celebrate. And he's partially blind. And he took one of his friends over and he said, look, come and have a look. I've just sold this picture for $130 million. And as he turned around, he put his elbow straight through the middle of it. And the insurers then said, well, what's the value we're going to pay out? And I think the starting point was, I want $130 million. And the insurers said, no, it's the reduction in value of the picture of that hole. We'll give you $50 million. And then there was a huge argument as to what they should give and what they shouldn't give. So if you're clever, you'll have a policy that the insurers will pay out all of the loss. But if you're not very clever or you're underinsured, they won't pay out anything.
I'm sort of shocked in a way that insurance will cover these accidents.
Accidents do happen. I mean, everybody tries to pay insurance to make sure that in the rare event that something like this happens, and it is fairly rare, it doesn't happen every day. And I remember we had a porter who was carrying a £2 million Ming vase and he dropped it. Some of the team in the department said, oh, you must get rid of the porter. He's absolutely useless. He dropped the vase. And I said, well, I think he deserves promotion because he's probably the only guy who was actually carrying anything and all the rest were too lazy to move any works of art.
Or too scared. We started by talking about this drawing from China that was lost in the trash. I never think of paintings as something that could be lost in the trash.
Sometimes they're wrapped in some rather miserable looking brown paper wrapping and string around it. And people don't realize that there is a work of art. They think it's a bit of rubbish. We had a Christo, which was actually a work of art made of polythene and string. And the recipient of it thought that the polythene and string was the wrapping. So they very kindly undid all the string and the polythene and had found nothing inside. So we had a nice amount of polythene and string, but the work had gone.
What's it like to hold $1 million or several million dollar artwork in your hand?
I mean, I picked up a Degas worth about $5 million, which we owned, and handed it to a client to have a look at. And they looked at it and said, what is this? And I said, well, it's by Degas, one of the dancers. And they said, well, what's this worth? And I said, well, it's about $5 million. And they said, oh, my God, don't let me hold it. And I said, look,
right.
you know, artists held works of art. I know that it's a lot of money, but, you know, as long as one's responsible, you know what you're doing. It's not impossible to pick up a work of art. You've got to hang it. You've got to take it off the wall. You've just got to be super careful when you're doing it, especially at these types of values.
Philip Hoffman is the chief executive of the Fine Art Fund. Thank you for speaking with us, Philip.
Thank you very much indeed.